There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
We touched on it yesterday, but Adams himself spoke out on possibly being traded.
He's not playing another snap for the Raiders. So, listen, the Jets are in the absolute worst spot right now where they must try to save their season. Sal, they're going out to London right now, and they're in complete disarray. Their offense looks awful. For some reason, Garrett Wilson and Rodgers can't even get remotely on the same. They're not even, forget about being the same page. They're not even the same book. And, you know, to me, think about this, Sal. Think about what we saw over the summer, and we kind of pushed it aside, like, because we didn't want to make a big deal out of it. Remember the discussions with Rodgers and Wilson, and they were very animated, and like, you see Rodgers pointing here and Wilson pointing there, and it just didn't seem, again, we didn't make a big deal out of it, but I didn't forget about that. And now you watch the games, and you see a completely disjointed offense. So they're going to London against a team right now that is going to probably tie them up in knots defensively, because what Flores is doing defensively is amazing right now. The Jets' pass protection's a mess. Rodgers looks like he's 50. Wilson looks like he's a C-level receiver. And Breece Hall looks like he's awful. Now that doesn't mean, Sal, that they can't come out and that they can't completely change things and play well and win a game this week. And they very well might, although I don't expect them to. But what they have to do is preemptively save the season, because the coach is going to get whacked, the GM's going to get whacked, the quarterback's going to get further frustrated, and I don't know how they can't give up whatever it takes to get Davante Adams. Davante Adams wants out. He's done with the Raiders. Antonio Pierce liked an instant. Did you see this? Antonio Pierce liked a social media, whatever, post where he basically said that he's played his last snap for the Raiders. So if the receiver wants out and the organization is ready to move him, how can the Jets not make a move and get this guy?
Yeah, and I would expect them to do so. I mean, they have the salary cap space to fit it in, I assume. I mean, that's what I was reading yesterday, and it's not going to cost a lot. The Raiders, I think the starting point was a second-round pick plus more, so you would assume that maybe it's going to be a little less than that if that's the starting point. So you would part with that. I just don't think it's going to make them. Like, I think the Jets are what they are regardless. And I get the appeal of wanting to take a shot at going to get Adams. We talked about this yesterday. I don't think it's going to fix them. Same thing with the Cowboys or other teams. We saw the Bills get better by trading Stephon Diggs, where nobody thought that was going to be the case. Oh, this fantasy world that we live in, oh, they lose Diggs. How are they going to fix that? Well, look, they've become a better football team without Diggs. The Jets' problems, to me, while they have not been great at wide receiver, aren't fixable by just bringing in Davante Adams.
And by the way, you might be right, but to me, that doesn't mean that you can't throw it up in the air and try to make a connection here. You have to. Like, so, Sal, what's the other option? So they don't get Davante Adams. They run the risk of maybe Rodgers and Garrett Wilson not finding that cohesion that's necessary to elevate the offense, and they win, what, 7-8 games?
Right.
I mean, they are, these next three games, this is the season, dude. This is it.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, and now their schedule does soften up a little bit. Here's the problem.
You mean on the back end?
Yeah, here's the, well, right, after these, you know, next three games. After, Robert Saleh's the head coach, so what's changing in that regard? You're just hoping against hope, and I get it, which is why I'm saying, like, I'm not saying don't make the move. What I'm saying is, make the move or not, it's still not going to matter ultimately. What will matter is, will they be disciplined up front, meaning stop with the stupid penalties? Will they be disciplined in general? Stop with the penalties. I have no reason to believe that that's going to be the case. Can they run the football as a team when they need to? I have no reason to believe that that's going to be the case. Can the defense actually stop the run? I have at least a little reason to believe more in the defense than the other stuff, but those are the more important things. The head coach, the offensive line, running the football, and then how good this defense can be. I think they've got a shot to fix some of it. Yeah. I don't think they can fix all of it, and I don't think Davante Adams fixes any of it.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that Davante Adams plays again for the Raiders?
It doesn't seem like that's going to be the case. I do think he'll get traded.
Okay.
Who the hell knows, but I do think he'll get traded.
Do you think the Jets, whether or not it's going to solve stuff, do you think the Jets make a big swing?
I think logic is pointing to that. Now, I was reading some of the other teams. The only other team I saw was Dallas.
Right? I saw Steelers, too.
Okay, there was like eight teams on a list. Who else? Did you see anybody else in there?
I didn't see. I don't know what list you saw. I just saw the Jets and Steelers and Dallas.
I'm trying to find it here on social media, but there was a
I mean, the guy's amazing, so yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if there's eight teams.
Yeah, I mean, all right, so
the Bills mixed in there, maybe?
Right, well, of those teams, give me the team who is more desperate, to your point.
I think the Jets are the most desperate team in the NFL. Yeah. When you look at the trio, the three factors, the head coach, the general manager, the quarterback's age, and then the fourth, which is the overriding factor, the overall instability of the franchise and the pressure for this team to do something. I mean, let's face it, Sal, if the Steelers have a lackluster year, I'm not saying Steeler fans are going to be thrilled, but Tomlin's not going to get fired. He got the extension. He's the man up there. He's got championships. You know, well, McCarthy will get fired, but Dak's got his contract. I mean, so like in terms of, like, to me, like, when I look at pressure, I think is sometimes, like, misused. Like, because if there's no adverse reaction to something happening, then there's really no pressure. If the Jets don't win, everybody's gone. If the Steelers don't win, nobody's gone. Well, if some of those other teams don't win, nobody's gone. The Jets have more pressure than anybody.
All right, well, what do you think is a realistic package at this point?
You know, that's above, like, I'm not even,
well,
I don't know.
Well, roughly, just,
I
mean, me neither.
A second round pick.
Okay, well, based off of the report that
I
read yesterday.
Reddick?
Yeah, right.
Can you do a Reddick for Devontae Adams swap? I don't even know if you can. Can you? Can you? Is it legal?
I would doubt that the Raiders are going to do that myself. I don't even know what the ramifications would be with that. But
yeah.
Let's say, based off of something that I read yesterday, the starting point was a number two. I think Connor Hughes might have had that, or at least he retweeted something like that. Let's just say that it's a second round pick, third round pick, whatever, because you're going to have to give up a little bit more.
Yep.
That's not really going to crush the Jets moving forward. So they're not really giving up. Like, I don't think there's any major risk in this move.
Okay.
That's different than thinking, is the move going to work? I don't think that Devontae Adams coming, you all of a sudden, Super Bowl. I'm not saying you're saying this.
I got you.
Super Bowl. Because I do think there are a lot of fans out there. Hey, go get Devontae Adams. Super Bowl. Rodgers. Like, that to me is a different argument than, okay, well, what's the risk? There really is no risk.
The only risk is when the new GM comes in, the cupboards are empty. And you know what? If I'm Joe Douglas, I can't worry about that right now.
Agreed.
That's not my concern.
And that's why I asked, like, what do you think it's going to take? Because how bad could it be? All right, giving up two...
A second and a third, a second and a fourth. Like, yeah, you got to do it, Sal.
Yeah,
you got to.
I don't think that's that bad. So I don't think that there's risk here.
Yeah.
If somebody, now, the question I would ask you is, how annoyed at Joe Douglas and the Jets would you be if he does get dealt, but it's not here?
I'm going to flip out. I think that's unacceptable. They have to get him.
Yeah.
They have to.
I mean, you think they will ultimately? It feels like that's
the case. I think
that
they're going to get him. Yeah. I mean, one thing that Joe does well is trade. He's pretty good with trades.
You see this Garrett Wilson stuff yesterday, too, which could lead, you know, Garrett Wilson.
He's not too happy. I mean, these are all...
I don't think that was as big a deal as everybody's making it myself, but...
I'm kind of with you, like, the way the question was posed.
I don't know what the question was. I mean, I think it's actually still going on right now.
He kind of walked into it a little bit there, and I think that Garrett did kind of retweet some stuff and try to contextualize and maybe disarm some of the venom out there, but the bottom line is this. They lost a horrific game this past week. They're playing maybe the best team in the NFC this weekend, and they're playing a long distance from MetLife, and if they lose, they're 2-3, and their quarterback looks old and unhappy. That's something I've got to react to.
Here's the way that I
react to that.
I'm going to stay the same and say that the Jets' season depends on what their defense is. If their defense is as big, bad, and as dominant as they say it is, then I think they'll be fine, with or without Devontae Adams. And I think last week was an aberration for the offense. Like, it was bad, don't get me wrong, but the weather definitely had a part in that. Denver's defense, not bad. It was unacceptably bad, but I think it's just one game. The defense, can the defense go out there and stuff Sam Darnold and shut down the Vikings? And then from there, once the defense establishes some consistency, stopping the run and looking dominant, I think the offense will be, even in that game, you saw some drives from Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. They're just like the drive at the end of the first half. Like, they, with him there, they could do special things, even without Devontae Adams. So I think their season is going to come down to how their defense performs ultimately.
Well, you know, here's what's really most disconcerting. It is October. It's October 2nd, right? October 2nd. How do you feel good about the Jets? Like, how do you have a good feeling about the Jets right now? There's so many questions. That doesn't mean that there's no answers, but right now it seems like there's more questions than answers. And if I could get an answer like Adam's in here, I don't care what it takes. I got to make the move.
BT and Sal on the Fan will come back. We'll have Howie Rose to talk about the Mets game one from last night and look ahead to see what's in store for game two. We'll do that when we come back.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.